Concerns with proposal to reduce trans fats. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. It's another food fight, this time over trans fats, as the American Soybean Association has officially entered its comments on the Food and Drug Administration's proposal to further reduce trans fat consumption by rescinding the generally regarded as safe status for partially hydrogenated oil. ASA is urging FDA not to withdraw the generally regarded as safe status for partially hydrogenated oils, as they note the almost 70% reduction and continued downward trend in consumption of trans fat over the last decade, and tout the work of the soybean industry to develop high oleic soybean varieties. These varieties can replace the functionality of partially hydrogenated soybean oil in certain applications without the addition of trans fats. With approximately 1.3 billion pounds of high oleic soybean oil projected to be extracted from the 2016 crop and available for use by the food industry in 2017, with increasing quantities available in subsequent years. ASA is concerned that FDA's proposal would have the unintended consequence of raising saturated fat consumption, as manufacturers opt to substitute higher saturated fat palm oil for partially hydrogenated oils. The Soybean Association said this would replace domestically grown and sustainable soybean oil with palm oil, calling it a lose-lose for the government and American consumers, as they note that the saturated fat profile for palm oil is 6.7 grams of saturated fat per tablespoon, compared to just 2 grams for soybean oil. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.